Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israel's Air Force carried out dozens of airstrikes Monday on southern Lebanon. Residents of different villages in southern Lebanon posted photos on social media that they said showed their towns being struck. In an interview, U.S. National Security spokesman John Kirby says U.S. leaders are still pushing for ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas, even though the talks appear to be stalled.
As the president said the other day, you know, everything's unrealistic until all of a sudden it's not anymore. And we're going to keep trying at this. And this idea that we're just throwing up our hands and, well, it's not going to happen before the end of the term, I can tell you that is not where the president is, not where Jake Sullivan or Tony Blinken are. We still believe that there's a possibility of moving this forward, and we're going to keep trying. Those hostages need an effort to get them home. We're not going to give up on that.
Sound courtesy of Fox News Sunday. Meanwhile, Monday, the Israeli military called on residents of southern Lebanon to immediately evacuate homes and other buildings where Hezbollah stores weapons and says it's carrying out extensive strikes against the militant group. Russian strikes in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv hit high-rise apartment buildings. Officials say the second consecutive night of attacks left at least 21 wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited a U.S. ammunition factory Sunday in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania that is producing one of the most critically needed munitions for its country's fight to fend off Russian ground forces. Earlier, U.S. President Joe Biden was asked if he'll lift restrictions on Ukraine's use of U.S. weapons against Russia.
Have you made your decision to allow Ukraine to use long-range weapons?
No.
Zelensky is scheduled to speak at the UN General Assembly annual gathering in New York on Tuesday and Wednesday, then travel to Washington for talks on Thursday. This is VOA News.